way. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio.
Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
I got strategies, I got strategies for living.
Strategies for living radio.
Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need them.
Yeah, we need them.
Some days we need them more than other days, don't we? Mm-hmm. You ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Welcome. Welcome into Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And, you know, I'm thinking of a question.
Oh, yes.
How do I know?
How do you know?
How do I know?
Well,
You're always telling me.
Yes.
You're always telling, in fact, you're always telling all of us
mm-hmm.
what an extraordinary person that we are.
Yes, we are all grand, powerful beings beyond our understanding.
So the question is, how do you know? How do we know?
So you're asking for signs of your greatness, signs of your great divinity.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And is it possible? I mean, okay, so you tell us we're great, and I want to believe that, but... Can I be greater still? Can I develop? I mean, okay, I start out a wonderfully made being,
yes.
but can I become extraordinary?
Can I
have way more potential than I realize?
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, because we see ourselves in form. So we see ourselves with these great limitations.
Yeah.
And yet, we are greater than our limitations. In fact, we are truly limitless, right? And
yeah,
so,
yeah. In this life, L-I-F-E, this limitless
information
experience. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And so the challenge of life is to always be you full. To be fuller, to become more in alignment with who you truly are, which is beyond your greatest imaginings.
So today we're going to give some signs, some very unique signs
mm-hmm.
that you're already be you full. You're already beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But
be you fuller.
How can you develop even more beautiful? That's what we're going to focus on today.
I like it.
Here on Strategies for Living. You know, listen to this and maybe you'll end up more powerful and with more potential than you realize. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies. We appreciate you being here. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. The Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. Signs that you are an extraordinary person. Coming up here on Strategies.
Welcome in.
welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. What are some signs? What are some very unique signs? I mean, Lauren's always telling us that we're extraordinary, right?
You are. Yes.
And at least she's always telling me that.
I'll take the credit.
I tell her she's biased. I do. I tell her all the time, you're biased. And she says, what do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about.
So, but what, you know, we are all extraordinary. We're beautifully, wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're here to learn, to grow, to develop. And so we can all become even more be you full, right?
Even more full of you, of who we truly are.
Right.
Yeah. So, to allow more of us to come through onto the earth.
So what are some signs that you are an extraordinary person with a whole lot more potential than you realize? I mean, you know, how much of our lives do we spend, Lauren, trying to fit in?
Too much.
But at the same time, you know, do any of us really want to be ordinary?
No.
I mean, you know, and it's a double bind if you think about it. We've spent so much of our time trying to fit in, but we don't want to be ordinary. You know, we want to stand out in the best ways. Mm-hmm. We want to be exceptional. We want to be remarkable. We want to be sensational, right?
Yes.
Forget blending into the background, you know.
You know, one of my favorite pieces that's come out of Brené Brown's work.
Yeah, I love Brené Brown.
And her research is, and something she said that I've heard her say that was very powerful for me, is in all of her research about belonging and cultivating this sense of belonging, that in all the research she found the opposite of belonging is fitting in.
Mm.
And that truly speaks to how amazing and miraculous it is that there can be so many of us human beings, not to mention all the other species and grand things that are alive on the earth today, that each one of the things can be so unique, right? That there's not one made exactly like the other. Yeah. And yet, and what we're meant to do is to belong together. We're supposed to sing in harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And harmony means that we're not singing the same note, but we're in tune.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In a wonderfully sounding chorus that belongs together. And one of your favorite words, synergy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The idea that the whole is greater than
the sum
parts.
Of the parts. In my mind right now, I'm remembering back to that wonderful song that was done back in the, I guess it was the 80s, We Are the World.
Yes.
Put together by Lionel Richie.
What a miraculous. And there's a good movie on the creation of it.
It is.
We
watched we watched it recently, documentary.
It's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Lots. I mean, and it's kind of incredible how it all came together.
Really, it really truly is. And it speaks to its impact.
Yeah. So anyway, how do you know that you are an extraordinary person? We're going to talk today about some signs. And one of the first signs is that you listen more than you speak.
Mm.
So the best conversations involve a healthy flow of both talking and listening. But the reality is that a lot of us focus on the talking part, and we don't focus on the listening part. You know, I don't know where I heard this, but I've heard it multiple times through the years. You have two ears and one mouth.
And there's a reason.
So you listen twice as much as you speak.
Right.
And, you know, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking more about what am I going to say next? And that's what a lot of times what we do. And that's a trap. We're focusing our energy, you know, on instead of hearing the other person, we're focusing our energy on what we're going to say. You know, it's actually rare, I think, to be a great listener.
Mm.
And people who listen are often very, very popular because
there's not that many out there.
And we all like to feel.
And we all need to feel heard.
That we're heard, right?
Right.
And so when somebody listens to us, they're actually communicating to us. That's communicating respect.
Well, it's not just respect, but it's that I see you.
Yeah.
And I think
yeah.
that is our greatest gift that we can give to each other and to the world is
right.
to see each other.
Absolutely.
We talk about it in that movie, right? Why do people get married?
Yeah.
And it's so that we have a witness to our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, we see this even in quantum.
You're referencing that movie, Shall We Dance?
Yes.
You know, why is it that people get married? And we get married to have a witness. There's mm-hmm. billions of people in the world. I'm paraphrasing the
right.
the dialogue,
yes.
but there's billions of people in the world. And when we come together as marriage partners, we're saying, I will be your witness.
Yeah.
I'll see you. You matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally. Okay. And because we see this even on a quantum physics level, right? The observer effect.
Yeah.
The idea that everything is actually both light, both particle and wave.
Yep.
Right. And it's not until it's observed that the wave behaves like a particle, that it
right.
matters, that it
right.
literally becomes matter and particulates, right?
And that's just blows your mind when you stop and think about it, that it matters.
Yeah.
It's matter and it matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it communicates with each other that I see you and therefore you matter, you exist.
Yeah.
Now, we also see this even in, I'm thinking in the idea of astrophysics, right? So in order for something to shine, it has to have something to reflect off of.
Mm.
Like light could be out in space and it
right.
could just go on for miles and miles and miles.
Yeah.
But it's nothing.
But it's not known until it's witnessed.
Until it's witnessed, until it has something to reflect itself back to each to itself.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we see as humans. I mean, it's the macro representing our micro, right?
Yep.
And just like the observer effect is the micro representing our macro experience of needing to be seen,
yep.
needing to be witnessed.
Another sign is you're courageous enough to fail.
Mm.
You know, I mean, here's the deal. Failure, I don't think failure ever feels good. And I guess that's the reason that so many of us feel pretty damn terrified
mm-hmm.
about failure.
Yeah.
In its most extreme form, it's even a phobia, you know?
Yes.
It's
Well, especially based on your experience with failure and how that was received, especially as a child
yeah.
when you were first developing your relationship with failure.
Yeah.
What did that look like?
Attichophobia. It's the phobia that is the fear of failure.
Attichophobia?
Attichophobia.
Chipphobia. I learned a new word.
Attichophobia. Attichophobia.
Okay.
But this fear that we're all capable of feeling in some form or another also means that we can end up closing ourselves off to opportunities in the process,
and
right?
And the irony in that is that the actual true, the only true failure is failing to fail.
Yeah, and
right?
that's it.
When you shut yourself off to experience.
That's it. Some people would rather not try at all mm-hmm. than give something their all and it just not work out.
Right.
So, you know, stepping up to the plate, taking the leap of faith, having the tenacity to keep going, that's the true act of courage.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how does this fit in with, how is that a sign of your greatness? Well, if you're willing to fail, that means that on some level you recognize that there is no true failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least on some minor level, if you're willing to put yourself out there, you recognize that one, you're safe.
Yep.
And two, you cannot truly fail. Even if it's a tiny piece of you, your willingness to lean in and willingness to what society calls fail signifies that you believe that on some level. And as you continue to practice that, that will become a continual sacrament, right?
Yep.
A sign, a true sign of your greatness, of your impenetrableness, if you will.
Let me get one more in here before break. And another sign that you're truly extraordinary is that you're happy in your own company.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know, contentment with being alone is a sign that you are secure with yourself. And we all have different personality types, and some of us are more
naturally. Yeah, I was like, I will take this as an introvert. Yes, yeah. I will take this.
And some of us are more naturally introverted. Some of us are extroverted. But whether you generally prefer company or solitude, being happy in your own company is an indicator of self-sufficiency.
Mm.
Now, of course, social connections are good for you.
And they're important. Live in community.
But right? On the other side of the spectrum, it would seem that being happy with your own company also reflects a strong self-esteem.
Yes.
And research has found that people who like being alone are typically more open-minded and have more well-functioning social lives than people who, you know, hate to be on their own.
Right.
So we're talking signs today. I mean, you tell us all the time that we're extraordinary.
We are extraordinary beings.
We're extraordinary beings, but how can we even be more extraordinary? What are the signs that we're even more extraordinary? We're talking about those, some of those today here on Strategies for Living. And you know what?
What's that?
We got a lot more to come.
Sure.
Yeah, more strategies. Here on Strategies for Living. Imagine that. We'll be back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want a holler getaway. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, we're looking for them. Yeah, we are. Well, we found them. We try anyway.
Seek and you shall find.
There you go. Knock and it shall be opened, right?
That's right.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and talking about, Lauren tells us all the time how extraordinary we are, and I believe her, but if you want to even be more extraordinary, we're talking about some signs that will get you there today. And, you know, the next one that I want to talk about is that you have the ability to let go. Mm-hmm. Now, this one, you know, there's a Zen proverb that says, let go or be dragged. Mm-hmm. Now, think about that. Think about that proverb.
Yep.
Let go or be dragged. How many times do we allow ourselves to be dragged through all manner of stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think this is a perpetual ongoing for all of us humans. I mean, we have an ego, and so we have a propensity to want to control
and
what
hold,
we can.
And hold on tight.
Yeah.
I mean, this seems like a no-brainer, right, on the surface. But it's very, very difficult to put into practice because the majority of people would rather hold on for dear life even when they feel like they're being flung from pillar to post, if you will, than just to simply let go, release and let go.
Right.
And, you know, the root of this behavior is the fact that letting go involves change.
Yes.
And that can be scary.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that can be very
scary.
Well,
it involves not just change, but the unknown.
Yeah.
Right? Because our brain in its operations likes to be able to predict and to find patterns, right?
Yeah.
And to get into that sense of predictable patterns, that's what makes our brain on a physical level happy, right?
So being able to let go of things, our people, our situations can make you pretty amazing.
Yes.
Because it shows that you're capable of overriding your brain's fundamental drive.
Yeah.
That is trying to avoid loss at all costs, right?
Right.
All right. So that's a way to be extraordinary.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go back a little bit. I'm going to go back, lean on the quantum physics idea. We are both wave and particle, and that, you know, in general, we are, light is a wave unless looked upon by an observer, right?
Right, right.
And so the idea of letting go is to recognize that we are, recognize the wave part of us. Recognize that it's always flowing through us.
Yeah.
Right?
The wave part of us. So that's the part of us that can wave by.
Right. Well, that's yeah, that's funny. Huh?
Yeah.
That's continually flowing. The divine flow.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's to allow us to lean back and trust that wave to take us to where we need to be and to fill us in a greater way than we could ever imagine.
Another sign is that you consider the needs and wants of others. you know, there's an in-between to selfishness and selflessness. And that's the sweet spot, right?
Right.
And it's that sweet spot where you're going to find the extraordinary people who still manage to have their own healthy boundaries at the same time that they can think about the needs of others.
Again, we see the particle wave duality, right?
Yeah.
We see the idea that, yes, we are limitless being, limitless powerful beings, having a limited experience in form.
Yeah.
We are infinite beings experiencing life in finite.
Yeah.
Right? And so to find that sweet spot is the recognition that you are both. Both can be true at the same time.
Yep.
So the recognition of respecting my own boundaries, but also recognizing that at the heart of it, we're all one. And that is the truth of perhaps what that fella 2,000 years ago was trying to impart, to love your neighbor as yourself.
Absolutely.
Because we are the same.
Absolutely. So when you're looking for signs of an amazing person, how they treat others, that's one of the biggest clues that somebody is extraordinary. Another is curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
You're curious. One of the most magical things about children is their innocent curiosity for life. And this is one of the elements. In fact, it's an essential element that helps children to learn and to grow. But so many of us lose. We lose the playfulness towards life as we get older. And we become worn down by our experiences. And I worry, Lauren, that, you know, this is happening younger and younger.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, I briefly talked with someone about this today. You know, the idea that at what point do we outgrow play?
Mm.
And who deemed that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, because play is essential to our being. If you will notice, I think people who live longer lives and look younger are because they allow themselves to engage in play and to see life as playful.
Yeah.
And the reason that this is a sign, being playful is a sign of you recognizing your own greatness, is that you realize when you step back that this is all it's a beautiful moment that you have, each present moment.
Right.
And none of it will, I mean, it matters now, but none of it will matter in the end in the way that we think it matters.
Yeah.
We only take the experience with us.
Right.
We don't take things. We don't take people. We don't take places.
Yeah.
We take the state of being with us.
You've been talking a lot about quantum physics today. Let me quote Albert Einstein.
All right.
So
what my man say?
He says, and I'm quoting, "The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. One cannot help but be in awe when one contemplates the mysteries of eternity. Never lose a holy curiosity." Those are the words of Albert Einstein himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another sign is you keep your cool.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, life is stressful. It can be stressful. And it's often, you know, it's so easy to blow a fuse.
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
have you seen the world today? You can turn on the news and get angry in a few minutes. It doesn't take much.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially for certain people.
I'm laughing because, you know, you and I have had moving into a home that is probably 100 years old. We've had some plumbing issues. The other day you came around the corner and you said to me, "You're not going to want to hear. You're not going to come around here to this side of the house and hear what I'm hearing."
Yeah, you don't want to hear.
You don't want to hear
you
this.
You really don't want to hear this.
And you're right. I didn't want to hear it. But, you know, but anyway, I hope I kept my cool.
Yeah.
I tried.
Well, I mean, I think it's important. I want to differentiate between, it's important to keep your cool in the sense that you at least allow the emotion to flow through you in an appropriate way.
Okay, yeah, because we've got to understand that anger is one of the most primitive emotions that we experience.
And it's important to our survival.
So scientists think it's something that's been hardwired into the brain over millions of years of evolving. So in a nutshell, we get angry when our reward circuit is triggered, right? Mm-hmm. And so the skill, you know, to, like those signs from World War II that the English gave us, keep calm and carry on. The skill to keep calm and carry on makes you an extraordinary person.
Right.
It truly does.
Again, it's a recognition of your dualistic nature as divine and experiencing within a human vessel.
Yep.
Right? It's to recognize that, yeah, I've got emotions because I'm a human and it's part of our experience on Earth.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared of the emotions.
Right.
I allow them to flow through me because it is a unique experience that is important.
But I don't have
that
to get,
I bring and contribute.
But I don't have to get stuck in them. I don't have to get stuck in those feelings.
No,
right?
Not at all.
And we
keep calm and carry on, right? That's the carry on piece.
Another thing that we do is that we take responsibility for our own feelings.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
yes.
You know, you we all know people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are all the time passing the buck.
Well, you know, and I think this is built hardwired, unfortunately, into our language. I mean, because we start even unconsciously, we probably don't realize how we're programming ourselves when we say, "He made me mad.
Yeah.
She made me mad. Yeah. She upset me. She hurt my feelings." In other words, we're passing the blame. Immediately, already.
Absolutely.
We're not even accepting the fact that, okay, this person, I had this experience with this person, and it stirred up anger or sadness or hurt within me.
Right.
And what that does is it shifts the responsibility, and it gives us our power back. Our ability to respond is therefore our greatest power then.
Absolutely. Our ability to respond.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a whole like the word response ability.
Right. Exactly. Mm. Yes. And so the sign of your greatness there, right, is to recognize that I'm big enough. I think this is something that we really need to work on as a society. And I see it happening, and I'm grateful for its evolution. But it's the idea that we need to be able to start teaching ourselves and our children that we're big enough to hold these emotions. They're not something, they're uncomfortable, yes, but we're big enough and we're strong enough and we're powerful enough to allow them to flow through us in powerful ways.
If we're always blaming somebody else, if we were always blaming the other, then, you know, we
give our power away.
We're giving our power away.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
and we're making ourselves smaller than therefore.
What we want to do is take that power back. Mm-hmm. We want to take that power back and, you know, let that power be ours, not give it away to somebody else.
And be full.
And be full. Be
you
full.
That's right.
We're talking about signs today that you are even more extraordinary than you thought. Talking about some signs that you can look for in yourself and in others. Talking about that today here on Strategies. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, 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 strategies for living radio.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Welcome back in. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about what are the signs of just super extraordinary people today. I mean, we're all extraordinary, all extraordinary beings, but how do we develop into even more extraordinary beings? What are the signs that we can look for in ourselves and in others?
And how can we cultivate them?
And how can we cultivate them? Yeah.
Really and truly, it's not just cultivating, but it's actually about remembering.
Yeah.
Remembering the truth.
Absolutely.
Uncovering it, because in so many times we've covered up our own greatness.
Absolutely. Another sign is that you have a glass half full attitude. You know, there's a lot of benefits. There's an awful lot of benefits.
Oh, yeah.
From the, you know, being optimistic, right? And to be, you know, to be the one that sees the glass half full.
Right.
It's been well documented. Better health, less stress, better relationships. greater success. Those are just a few. Research has shown that optimistic people have a higher quality of life than those with low levels of optimism or pessimism. In fact, one study found that whether we are naturally optimistic or pessimistic is around 25% down to our genetics. And the rest comes down to our experiences. And that means if it takes some work, optimism is something that you can cultivate.
Absolutely. It's achievable.
I don't know if anyone listening has read Dr. Martin Seligman. He's got a book called Learned Optimism, How to Change Your Mind and Your Life. And he says, you know, the rewards are clear. There's literally hundreds of studies that show that pessimists give up more easily, get depressed more often. And these experiments also show that optimists do much better in school and college, at work and on the playing field, and they regularly exceed predictions from aptitude tests. Mm-hmm. Another sign is honesty. You're an honest person.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
We may all know that honesty is the best policy, but honesty also takes conviction, a lot of it sometimes.
Yes.
Speaking what's on our mind or potentially upsetting the apple cart can feel threatening. Mm-hmm. But if you're an honest person, it's also one of the likely signs that you're admired. Research suggests that honesty and integrity are the two most valued qualities in people that we look up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, because honesty speaks also to true authenticity, but it also speaks, if you are able to be outwardly honest with others, that means you have a deep level, you have to have cultivated an equally deep, whether that, you know, no matter what that is, level of honesty with yourself.
Right, right.
Which is important and vital for your development of an authentic awareness and life.
Making time, speaking of life, another sign is making time to enjoy it. You make time to enjoy life. I mean, what is life for? It's for living.
Right.
And so why is it so easy to get worn down in the daily grind and forget about that? Having hobbies, making time for simple pleasures, spending time doing what you enjoy are always of appreciating your life. Before we recorded this program, you were at the office and I was at home, and I made a cup of coffee and just went out and sat and just enjoyed our dog Pocket, and I enjoyed, well, he didn't enjoy his cup of coffee, but I enjoyed my cup of coffee.
Yeah, and he probably enjoyed the sun and chasing a few birds.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And I just enjoyed watching him and the birds and the squirrels and you know, all of the activity in the backyard.
You know, I think this is an interesting cultural thing that we have developed, right? This idea that, especially maybe in Western society, but I think I see it all over the world now, where we have this idea that in order to be worthy or enough or valid as human beings, we have to produce. We have to produce, and you have to do. Whereas
we're not human doers, we're human beings.
And there were tons of indigenous cultures before us who believed that each human life was worthy simply because it was.
Yeah.
Because it was part of nature. And I think that's important that we come back to reminding ourselves that we are a part of it all.
Another sign is that you are an adaptable person. We have an ever-changing world.
Yep.
And so adaptability is an absolutely crucial task. Extraordinary people are able to adjust. Mm-hmm. They adjust their mindset, strategies, and actions when faced with new information or unexpected circumstances. And, you know, we may all get a chance. I mean, there's a lot of people that are saying the next 5 to 10 mm-hmm. years are going to be challenging. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm not saying that, but I'm hearing a lot of people. And so we may all really need to cultivate adaptability. Another sign that you can look for is someone who embraces lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. Extraordinary individuals understand that learning doesn't stop when you walk across that stage and get a piece of paper.
Right.
You know, it goes on and on and on. So, you know, what do you want to do? You want to learn a new language? You want to stay abreast of your current trends in your profession? Or do you just want to expand and read for the pleasure?
Learn new experiences.
Learn new places. Yeah.
Learn new perspectives.
Maybe even diving into a complex subject for fun, you know?
Learn more about yourself.
Yeah. But a commitment to lifelong learning speaks volumes about your curiosity, about your ambition, mm-hmm. about your adaptability.
Right.
You know? So these are signs. These are all signs that... Okay, well, we are extraordinary beings.
Absolutely. No, I know we are.
But some of us, you know, we're not all the same.
Yeah.
And some of us are even more extraordinary.
Well, some of us have recognized and remembered our extraordinariness more than others, perhaps. But we're all equally extraordinary.
And so we've been talking today about some signs and some strategies that indicate that, you know, others that you know are you yourself.
You're in touch with you.
Absolutely. We'll be back. More strategies for living in just a moment. Stay right where you are.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you wonder how I get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
You found strategies, man.
We're hanging out on the island.
Yeah, we are.
Just
had to go there. Had to go there. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. By the way, if you if you missed some of the program today, or you want to pass on this program to, you know, somebody else, big news. We are now
on podcast platforms pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, Apple Podcast and Spotify and iHeart Radio and all of the big platforms where you get
anywhere podcasts. You listen to podcasts.
You can find Strategies for Living.
Yeah.
What's your takeaway for what we've been talking about today?
Well, it's just the idea that we are all truly extraordinary, powerful beings. And it's about remembering that and removing the blocks to that. One of the signs or strategies that stands out to me today, I'm going to combine a few and call it playful curiosity, right? Because that sums up the idea that I trust and I know that I am limitless.
Right.
And yet I'm going to play with this limited experience and just recognize the divine around me and all of the small things and be curious about it.
Yeah.
How else can it show up? Because when you take that approach, how else could the divine show up? It'll appear.
Yeah.
In all of the myriad of ways that it does. Yeah. Limitlessly.
We sometimes just need to tune in.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. We do this each and every day for you. And we're glad you listen.
Appreciate it.
Tell your friends about us. And we appreciate our sponsors that make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for a Living.